Nick Meisner, of course, he's there with Discover Green Bay. He would tell you that it's beautiful 24/7, 365, right? Nick is here. So, Nick, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be on.
So, Nick, let's talk about it. I've been up to Green Bay, you know, a bunch of times. I spent a good portion of my formative years in Wisconsin. I went to college in Wisconsin. I've been to Green Bay. And, you know, you think about it, you know, it's like being a weatherman in, like, San Diego. Maybe that's, you've got some nice weather to talk about. You know, when it comes to the Visitor and Tourism Bureau, the Discover Green Bay, people may think they know what it is. That's like Naperville or something, right? You know, it's your small town, not a small, small town, but, like, not a giant, metropolitan area. But, you know, it's been built up a lot. You guys have been working with the downtown, with the front right there at the bay. And, of course, you have the Packers. So what's going on in Green Bay?
Yeah, there's a ton of new development and new things coming to Green Bay. So if you haven't been up for a while, you know, the folks from Chicago take the short, 3.5-hour drive and come check out what's new. As you mentioned, the downtown area is bustling. There's a whole new district that wasn't there 5-10 years ago, and right next to Lambeau in the Titletown district, which is a mixed use live, work, and play type area, over 40 acres of space there. And then you go around the county and around to the surrounding cities around Green Bay, and there's just all sorts of things you can do, whether you're looking for a more traditional, like, urban experience or get out in the great outdoors. You know, I think you mentioned it already. We get the rap for being the frozen tundra because of that one cold day we had in January in the 1960s, but it's pretty temperate this time of year.
I've been there. It gets cold other times. It wasn't just that one day.
No. Yeah, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I got to combat it somehow.
Yeah, well, but think about this. You know, and Bear fans, they may not want to admit it, but all the things that they don't necessarily have at Soldier Field, with whether it's the practice facility or the Hall of Fame or the stadium that's right there, or the venue, the arena, and all that kind of stuff that's been built around a lot of that housing, right? Whether it's like townhomes and hotels, that whole entertainment district built around, really, and regardless of which team you cheer for, that iconic venue that people make that pilgrimage to, no matter who you are. If you're a fan of football, you want to make your way to Lambeau Field. I mean, you guys have really done a lot with that.
Yeah, it's been really cool as a resident for my entire life to watch it grow up. I mean, you know, I grew up right next to that area, and I remember it was a Kmart and a movie theater, and now it's this beautiful, stunning district that offers ice skating and sledding and events every single day of the week, and a full football field and a 10-story office building and condos. So yeah, it's really built up, and it's really a lot of fun, and it's been really, really cool to watch. And Dane, I can't tell you how much I hear this when I bring people from out of town who may not be a Packers fan. I took recently to the Kansas City Chiefs game, I took a friend of mine who's a Jaguars fan who's never been to Lambeau, and he left there texting all of his friends saying, if you're a football fan of any sort, you need to go to Green Bay. It's a bucket list item. The Hall of Fame is second to none. It's like a 5-star museum in there. The pro shop, my in-laws who are from Georgia just stopped in there. They spent like 2 hours just shopping at the pro shop for all this crazy,
Nick, it's because they couldn't find their way out. I gotta tell the listeners too, the Packer pro shop is as big, I don't even know if JCPenney's even exist anymore, but it's as big as like a giant department store. It is huge.
It's crazy, and you can find anything in there from cheeseheads to trinkets to dog toys to baby clothes, whatever you need, you can find it at the Packers Pro Shop for sure.
Yeah, we've got Nick and Mirko from tailgater.com. They, of course, are going to be part of the big tailgates that are happening. They happen all over the NFL, and, of course, national championship game, college concerts and all that, but a big presence up there on the NFL side. And they're talking about the food. You know, you got the brats and everything like that, but when it comes to Green Bay, you know, before we let you go, what about the food scene? Is there a couple restaurants or places that people can kind of head out there if they don't want just tailgate food, where they can stop?
Yeah, definitely. So I do want to just quick say this, that the biggest thing we hear from folks from larger metropolitan areas like Chicago is the food quality at the restaurants and dining establishments that we have compared to the prices that we have compared to what you guys pay down in Chicago is really quite astounding. You can go out to eat and not break the bank and get a great get a great experience from steakhouses to seafood to Thai cuisine. There's so many different options and so many diverse things. But, you know, there's a few of my favorites. If you're looking, coming up on Friday night and looking for a traditional Wisconsin fish fry, I know around our office there's a place called Merrick's that still serves it on a paper plate while you're standing around in the bar having your Wisconsin old fashioned. If you're looking for some more fine dining establishments, downtown Green Bay, there's a great steakhouse called Republic Chop House out in Suamico, just about a 15-minute drive north of the city center. You'll find our former quarterback's favorite restaurant in Chives, and I know the owner there well. They do so many ingenuitive things with food, and their menu's always changing, and the chef is always trying new concoctions, a new bar items. So, these are just a few off the top of my head. And like I said, it doesn't break the bank. It's really really nice and affordable up here.
Yeah, Nick, I appreciate you jumping on. Nick Meiser from Discover Green Bay. And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And in the last 1 second we have you, what's the website for people to find out more?
Yeah, of course. It's greenbay.com. Super easy. Greenbay.com.
Nick Meiser, get ready for the biggest game in recent memory up there. And, of course, all the rest that Green Bay has to offer. Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great rest of your night.